أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and we're focusing on Qasam place.
Today we will look at Surah number 100, which is Al-Adiyat. And the translation of Adiyat is the charges. It is because in the first five ayat, there is an attention-catching scenario of battle horses and a battlefield. So the idea is to imagine a small group of aggressive, focused horses, sparks flying as their horseshoes rub against the rocks, a large dust cloud, and an ambush in the early morning, penetrating into the middle of enemy ranks. The root word from which Adiyat is derived generally connotes a fast-moving object, such as cars or horses competing in a race. In ancient times, horses were so important that victory or loss on the battlefield depended on them. They were considered the fastest of all animals and thus became symbols of speed. The focus of the surah is the ungratefulness of the human being, which is manifested through his greed and his heedlessness, apparent through his lack of motivation to undertake spiritual endeavors or humanitarian efforts, but highly motivated in racing horses or in our era cars. So let's look at the first section where Allah starts off by saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal-'adiyati dhabha. I swear by the galloping, the charging horses that pant. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا. Then those who strike fiery sparks with their hooves as they run. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا. And those that rush to make raids at dawn. It implies opening up enemy territory. فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعًا. Then raising clouds of dust by it. فَغُسَتْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا. Penetrating into the heart of the enemy camp altogether. Now the dynamism of what is described in these first verses is something we can all witness, the energetic rush with an objective, a mission, in which the basic elements appear, the sparks of fire and dust, the movement into the center, the ultimate discharge of breath through panting and breathlessness, which is a result of the zeal. We're actually suddenly given a kaleidoscopic view of what we can witness of outside events in our own hearts. The panorama of events and actions in the outer world are mirrors of what transpires in the inner. And then suddenly, it stops here, leaving the listener wanting more. But what happens next? On reflection, it also tells us the horse is so loyal, he will give his life for the rider. The Arabs loved their horses and understood them. But now the Quran says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. And that is the message of this surah. No doubt the human being is truly disloyal to his Rabb. Qanud literally means ingratitude. It means one who is only complaining about his problems. He's never grateful for the favors. The human being denies the mercy, the generosity and the blessings of Allah. In his arrogance, he pretends to be independent of divinity. And Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And most surely of that, he is a direct witness. He knows it. It manifests itself in his behavior. لَشَهِيدٌ means it's happening at the time. And then the reason why. He says, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. And it is indeed because of his excessive love of wealth or horses. The human being loves what he himself considers to be good, although what appears to be good for him now may not be good for him at another time. But he will pursue it like the first five ayats of the horses, even if it means finding himself surrounded by enemy territory. And then finally, the last three ayats, which is the third section, which have a completely different tone. They talk about how the intentions will be disclosed on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُؤْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. Does he not know that what is in the graves is raised up? So paraphrasing it, it's asking us, does the human being not realize that what is hidden in the heart, what is hidden in the graves, will eventually come out? They and their victims, which they may have killed, or cheated on or ruined their lives for the love of wealth. And then وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, and what is in the breasts is brought to light. The secrets concealed in the heart will be manifested. The purpose of this existence is to attain unity, to unify what is in our hearts with our actions through clarity and cognition. Literally, the phrase, what is hidden in the breasts is revealed, is a way of referring to a person's positive and negative attributes, love, compassion, hope, faith, arrogance, jealousy, and envy. When these become apparent, only then we will realize what we have sent ahead for our future life and our future destiny. See, Surat al-Zilzal dealt with the outer, Adiyat deals with the inner, and finally, Inna Rabbahum bihim yawma'idhin lakhabir. Most surely their Lord on that day will be fully aware of them. It's basically telling me that our Rabb is fully aware of our deeds, regardless of their scope or complexity or lack thereof. All human beings are aware of their overriding desire to acquire material wealth and their apathy when it comes to promoting divine goals. And the ayah says, why do they intentionally disregard the fact that the Al-Khabir, the one who knows it all, will one day reveal the consequence of their actions? We're literally like lazy, self-absorbed students who don't want to be reminded that the day of the final exam is approaching. But the grades finally will reveal how much we studied and understood. But even before the grading, the teachers will have a good idea of what their marks will be like. Likewise, we purposely don't wish to become aware of the truth and change our course. So in a nutshell, three sections. Starts off with an attention-catching scenario of battle horses and a battlefield, which tells us what's happening inside us when we have a goal, which sometimes makes no sense, and we charge forward and find ourselves surrounded by enemies. And then a statement about the ungratefulness of the human being to his Rabb. And finally, all the intentions are disclosed on the day of Qiyamah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to ensure that our intentions and actions are on the same righteous plane. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.